welcome to another edition of In the Pines, a program of homegrown folk music performed and recorded in Upper Michigan and throughout the Great Lakes region. I'm Bill Hart. This week we'll look back on one of the finer jewels in the crown of traditional American music through the playing of one of its best modern exponents. Roy Bookbinder, a self-proclaimed traveling man out of Florida, plays country blues, a complex form of fingerstyle guitar music that reached its peak of development and popularity during the 1930s, but was revived in the 1960s with the rediscovery of players like the Reverend Gary Davis. At that time, Roy Bookbinder was one of hundreds of fans of the old blues who would research and eventually document the style for a new generation of pickers, learning the rudiments firsthand from the likes of Reverend Davis himself. Now Bookbinder is one of the most respected country blues interpreters, while his easygoing, wry stage humor also has made him a favorite with concert and festival audiences. From the 11th Annual Hiawatha Traditional Music Festival, here's Roy Bookbinder.
Willie Brown's Mississippi Blues. Could I have more guitar in the monitor, please? You hear the guitar all right out there? They want more? They want a little more guitar up front there. They say that's great. I'm going down to the Delta, mama, where I can have my fun. You know I'm going back down to the Delta, baby, where I can have my fun. Drink my white light and whiskey and I can gamble. Bring my baby home. Don't the Delta look lonesome when that evening sun go down? Said, don't the Delta look lonesome, baby, when that evening sun goes down? You might be looking for your loved one. You know that good gal, she just can't be found. I know you mistreat me, baby, can't help and love you just the same. Said, I know you mistreat me, baby, can't help and love you just the same. Because it grieves my poor heart to hear, grieves my poor heart to hear some other man when it starts calling your name. Down to the Delta. Said, I love you, baby, though I know you treat your daddy wrong. Yes, I said that I love you, baby. Although I know you treat your daddy wrong. Sick and I'm tired of drifting. Sick and I'm tired of drifting through this evil, cruel world alone. Yes, I'm going down to the Delta, mama, where I can have my fun. You know I'm going down to the Delta, where I can have my fun. Drink my white lightning whiskey and I can gamble. Bring my baby home. Yeah, I'm saying so long, good friends. You know it's time for me to have to say goodbye. I'm saying so long, good friends. You know it's time for me to have to, I'm gonna have to say goodbye. But when my mind does get to rambling, I'm gonna see you some brand new. Whilst we was here having some fun, the laws jumped up to nobody run. Long gone from Kentucky, long gone and got away lucky. And I left so keen, I've been gone like a submarine. You know my woman poked her head up under windows of bed. She said, don't let them kill book binder dead. Yes, said, don't you worry, mama, cause it won't be long. They're gonna leave you here, baby, sing your worry song. Left so keen, I've been gone like a submarine. You know my woman poked her head up on the windows a bit. She said, don't let them kill bookbinder dead. Yes, she said, don't you worry, mama, cause it won't be long. Leave you here, baby, sing your worry song. And I left the keen, I've been gone like a submarine. Said I once know the man, call him Austin Jack. You know, stop and put the bloodhounds on my track. You know the blinders couldn't catch my scent. They couldn't tell where the little Hattie went. Cause you left the keen, here been gone like a submarine. Come Santa Fe's passing and flying. You ought to see me reach up to grab the blind. There's another long gone from Kentucky. Long gone, done got away lucky. And I left so keen, I've been gone like a submarine. Don't play the dozens, neither the tens. Keep on talking, gonna ease you in. Keep on talking, gonna make me mad. I'm gonna tell you about the mothers that you fought. But I don't play the dozens, Lord, I'll declare neither the tens. Yes, whilst we was here, we was having some fun. Lord jumped up and said, nobody run. Long gone from Kentucky. Long gone, they got away lucky. And I left the keen, I've been gone like a submarine. I'm gonna sing this verse, ain't gonna sing no more. Long gone from Kentucky. Done got away lucky. And I left the keen, I've been gone like a submarine. Yes, I left him. I've been gone like a submarine. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. It's really nice to be here up in the UP. I've never been here before, and it's quite a... I've never seen so much lakefront property without condominiums, being from Florida. It's a wonderful thing. Man, I tell you, we got so many people moved down to Florida from Michigan, it's a sin. I'd like to do an old number by my friend Pink Anderson from Spartanburg, South Carolina. It's a long story of how I got down there, and I don't have time to tell you the whole thing, but I'm going to tell you a good part of it. There I was in Spartanburg, South Carolina, looking for the legendary guitar picker that made two records in 1928. I spent 6 days hunting down this old guitar picker. I was hanging out in pool halls and gin joints, you know, and on the seventh day I figured it was time to get something to eat. I had not met anybody that knew him or would admit to it. So I went into a place that served food, you know, and the waitress came by and she says, "Where have you been and what have you been doing?" I said, "It's none of your business." I ordered my breakfast, and then she came by and I asked her, I said, "You wouldn't happen to know an old guitar picker named Pink Anderson that made two records in 1928, would you?" She said, "I ain't that old, I just look it." She served me my breakfast. Then she come by, she said, "You know, if I was you, I'd look them up in the Yellow Pages and let them do the rest of the walking, because you don't look like you got much mileage left." Boy, there was an attitude down there in Spartanburg that year. I finished my breakfast and passed by the phone booth, you know, and looked in there, and I thought to myself, that wouldn't be a very romantic way to find a legendary old guitar picker, but I went in there and looked in the phone book, and right under Paul Anderson's name, to my great surprise, was Pink Anderson's name. I couldn't believe it. So I put a nickel in the phone, because that's what it cost back then, and dialed the number, and the lady answered it. I says, "Pink Anderson lived there?" She said, "He used to." I said, "Well, my, how long ago?" She said, he went to the dry cleaners this morning, so he said at 7:30, and if he's not back by noon, I'm going to pack his grip. I asked her if I could come by. She said, "Do what you have to." And she gave me directions, you know. So I drove north on South Street, east on West Street, and got to Carpenter Street and drove down it across the railroad tracks to the Carpenter Street extension, which was added on after World War I, and went down it, a dirt road, to the dead end to 537 and a half. The little house with the half was added after World War II. I knocked on the door, and the old lady came to the door, and she says, "And what do you want?" I said, "I'm looking for Pink Anderson." She said, "Well, just join the club." I said, "I talked to you on the phone, remember?" She said, "Oh, yeah." I said, "Maybe I could come in the house and wait with you for Pink Anderson to come home." She said, "Look here." She says, "I'm 78 years old, you know, and my days of waiting in the house with one alleged guitar picker for another one are long past gone." She said, "You could sit your butt down on the step and wait." I said, "Yes, ma'am." And I did so, and there I sat. It was springtime in Spartanburg. It was beautiful. The dogwoods were in bloom, and the azaleas, and kids were playing in puddles, you know, and chickens were running by. Occasional freight train went on behind the house. I took out my guitar and started to sing one of Pink's old songs, thinking this would make a heck of a scene in the motion picture version of My Life. After a while, I seen Pink Anderson coming down the street, and I put my guitar down, walked up towards him, and he came down towards me. We got nose to nose. I said, "You must be Pink Anderson." He says, "Well, how'd you know that?" I said, "Well, the lady in the house there said that Pink Anderson had been to the dry cleaners this morning, and this is a dead-end street, and you're carrying clothes." He says, "You been to college?" I said, "Some." I told him, I says, "Pink, I just drove 36 hours looking for you." He says, "Do I owe you money?" I said, "No, sir, to the contrary, I owe you money." He says, "How much?" I says, "I owe you $50. He says, "Well, give it cheer." So I reached into my pocket and pulled a $50 bill off of my roll of ones and handed it to him. He looked it over real careful, put it in his pocket, and then he inquired how it come to be that I'd owed him so much money, and I went on to tell him I made a record of one of his songs, and that was the first royalty check. He said, "Was that record a hit?" I said, $50 a lot of money?" He said, "I guess so." Well, I'll make a long story shorter than it could be. We became good friends, you know, Pink realizing that I was a semi-educated, semi-famous recording artist and everything. Next day, we were sitting out on the step in front of his house. She kept him out there a bunch. And Pink says to me, "Roy," that's what he called me. I says, "Pink." He says, "You know them old songs of mine you can almost play?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I'm giving them to you. They're yours now." Wherever you go, you tell people Pink Anderson, born and getting ready to die in Spartanburg, South Carolina, used to pick a guitar and sing these songs. So I told you, Pink Anderson wished he could be here tonight, but he's dead. I just want to tell you about a man named Boone. His home was down in Tennessee. He made his living, he was stealing chickens and anything that he could see. You know that the Popeyes man runs a doggone fast, and his feet never stayed in a row. A freight train passed, didn't matter how fast, he'd always get on board. He was a traveling man, certainly was a traveling man. He was the most travelingest man ever in that land. You know that he traveled everywhere. He went over many miles around. Didn't get caught and never got whooped till the police shot him down. Now you know that the police shot him with a rifle. Bullet went through his head. People, they was coming from miles around just to see if that boy was dead. Why, the telegram down south where his mama lived, and she was all upset with tears. I walked up and opened up the coffin's lid. The fool had disappeared. He was a traveling man. Certainly was a traveling man. He was the most ever was in that land. You know that he traveled everywhere. He went over many miles around. But he didn't get caught and he never got a whoop till the police shot him down. Well, now the police hired an automobile, purpose just to chase old Boone. Chasing him from 6 o'clock in the morning till 7:30 the next afternoon. While the Popeyes man runs a doggone fast, fire come from his heels. Well, he burned up the cotton and he scorched the corn. He could have drove through the farmer's field. He was a traveling man, certainly was a traveling man. He was the most travelingest man ever in that. Traveled everywhere, known for many miles around. But he didn't get caught and he never got whooped until the police shot him down. Now this boy was on the Titanic ship the day that it was sinking down. Standing out by the railing, the poor boy had his head hung down. When that man jumped overboard, everybody said he was a fool. About 2 minutes right after that, well, he was shooting dice in Liverpool. He was a traveling man, certainly was a traveling man. He was the most travelingest man that ever was in that land. Why, I said he traveled everywhere. He went over many miles around. Didn't get caught and he never got whooped till the police shot him down. Well, now the boy went to the spring to get a pail of water. The distance that the rascal had to go was no more than a mile and a quarter. He got there and got his water and he started back. He stumbled and fell down. Ran back to the house and got another bucket, caught the water before it touched the ground. Traveling man. Certainly was a traveling man. He was the most travelingest man that ever was in that land. I said that he traveled everywhere. He went known for miles around. He didn't get caught and he never got a whoop until the police shot him down. You know that the police caught the traveling man. They had him up to hang one day. The jury men all asked that man just what did he have to say. Why, he begged the jury men if they would bow their heads in prayer. Then he crossed one leg and he winked one eye and he went up through the air. He was a traveling man. Thank you. I started playing guitar. I was lucky to meet an old blind singer named Reverend Gary Davis. Reverend Gary Davis was from South Carolina, ended up singing on the streets of New York for 30, 40 years. Peter Paul and Mary recorded one of his songs and the rest was history. Reverend Davis built him a house in Long Island. We still lovingly refer to as the house that Peter, Paul, and Mary built. Mrs. Davis still there, God bless her. It was in Reverend Davis's finished playroom I learned to play the blues. Matter of fact, Reverend Davis was actually a preacher, you know. That's why they called him Reverend Davis. And he mostly sang Christian songs because that was the appropriate thing for him to sing. We were down in the cellar one day. I says, Reverend Davis, and he says, Roy. That's what he called me. I said, I bet when you were a young man, you could play some blues. He says, what are you talking about? I could play some now. I said, well, let's do it, Reverend Davis. Reverend Davis, it was getting down, you know, playing them blues. And Mrs. Davis come down the steps. Brother Davis switched into old-time religion so quick, I didn't know what happened. I learned to preach. You don't sing no blues in his own finished playroom. No, not if Sister Davis is at home. She frowns upon the devil's music, as she called it. That day she was up and down them steps rewashing clean clothes in the washing machine down there trying to keep me from this sinful business. I learned most of this song down there in the basement, and I learned the rest in Detroit when Reverend Davis were on the road. It's a real popular old Reverend Davis song. It's called The Hesitation Blues. Nickel is a nickel, a dime is a dime. A house full of children ain't a one of them mine. Tell me how long must I wait? Can I get you now, or must I hesitate? I said I've never been to heaven, but I've been told St. Peter learned the angels have a jelly roll. How long must I wait? Can I get you now? Must I hesitate? Apples on the table and peaches on the shelf. I'm looking for a woman tired of sleeping by myself. Tell me how long must I wait? Can I get you now? Must I hesitate? Oven, Papa's got the tub. I wonder why I have to go so doggone far to get my belly rubbed. How long? Well, can I get you now? Must I hesitate? Woke up this morning, 4:30. The hesitating blues was knocking on my door. Tell me how long must I wait? Can I get you now? Must I hesitate? I said, I ain't no doctor, doctor man's son. I'd like to work on your case, mama, till your doctor come. Tell me how long must I wait? Can I get you now? Must I hesitate? Now, I ain't no baker, and I ain't no baker man's son. I'd like to warm your biscuits, mama, till your baker come. How long must I wait? Can I get you now? Must I hesitate? Now listen, I ain't no plumber. I ain't no plumber man's son. Right there, Sister Davis come down the steps and to his dying day, Reverend Davis never sang me the rest of that verse. Lord works in mysterious ways. Well, lately I've been getting this urge to roam. I'm going to go out and get myself a motor home and say goodbye to the Peanut Club and my job at Sears. Better heck with all security. The one thing that I can clearly see, well, the life I'm leading is far worse than my fears. Well, we gonna live like Charles Perrault and just stay on the road till we've seen it all. And every time we stop, why, we'll be home. You said I'd never take you nowhere, just name it, darling, and we'll go there. I'll take you every place and stay at home. Traveling with you could be like heaven. Why, we could even make love in the parking lot of any 7-Eleven. Baby, just you and me, go just where we want to be. Let's sell a house, let the good times roll. Well, you can do the driving, I'll pick guitar, and if I keep on singing, I might be a star. Got a long way to travel, but honey, that ain't too far. Work in Paris, Texas, and Georgia's Rome. It won't be bad, cause I'll be right at home, and this traveling life, it sure agrees with me. Record, Jerry Douglas takes a dobro break there. I'm doing the best I can. You can do the driving, I'll pick guitar, and if I keep on singing, I might be a star. Got a long way to travel, but honey, that ain't too far. Work in Paris, Texas, and Georgia's Rome. It won't be bad, cause I'll be right at home, and this traveling life sure agrees with me. Said weekends, it never meant much to me, because I just drank beers and I watched TV. And on Sunday started dreading Monday and my week out of work. Like Mr. Rogers on my TV, I was scared that it might happen to me, that I might wake up one day and be a jerk. Yes, traveling with you could be like heaven. We could even make love in the parking lot of any 7-Eleven, baby, just you and me. Go just where we want to be. Let's sell a house, let the good times sell a house, and let the good times roll. Thank you very much.
We've been listening to country blues man Roy Bookbinder performing at the July 1989 Hiawatha Folk Festival in Marquette. Our thanks to the Hiawatha Music Co-op and Good News Music for helping to make this program possible. I'm Bill Hart. See you next time in the Pines.